In studio right now, MyFM continues their candidate feature for the 2022 municipal election. Running for council in Ward 1 is Michelle Gallant. Michelle, introduce us to yourself.
Hi, Chris. As you said, my name's Michelle, and I moved to Strathroy in 2018 from a small town in Gray County. I'm trained as an environmental technologist, and my background is in environmental regulations, policy, and planning. In addition to my environmental technology associate's degree, I have served in the Canadian Armed Forces in the Army, and I have a background in dental technology and ran a business in that field. I'm recently retired and love spending time with my family now.
Running for Ward 1, Council, why?
I decided to run because I'm now available full-time to commit. I still feel like I have a lot to offer with the skills that I've gained in the last 37 years in a variety of roles. But what tipped me over the top to run for councillor occurred when the London bylaw officer removed a London's residence pollinator garden when she was on vacation. I contacted a sitting councillor to determine if that could happen here, and after not receiving a response, I looked up the Corporation of Township of Strathroy-Caradoc bylaw, which is number 60-06, and discovered that section 4, subsection 4, outlines that every owner or occupant shall ensure that the yards and all vacant property shall be free from long grass and noxious weeds. Further review of that term led me to discover that noxious weeds are any plant that easily propagates and not necessarily harmful to human health. For example, the milkweed, which is considered a noxious weed under that term, is a plant that I purposefully grow on my property because it's the only plant that the endangered monarch butterfly can lay its eggs on. No mow May, which is holding off mowing to allow the pollinators to have a food source when they first arrive to refuel on native and naturalized vegetation, and ties them over until the flowers take over and help our agricultural crops when they come into flower.
All right, Michelle, tell us a little bit about your top hitters for issues on your platform for this campaign.
As you can guess, based on my last answer, the big hitters on my platform are definitely environmental. I'm encouraged to read about some initiatives like the Blue Water Recycling Carbon Negative Truck Pilot, which is a perfect idea to combine environmental and cost savings. But I have a lot of other ideas that will be helpful to Strathroy-Caradoc residents while also being environmental beneficial. One example I have is to attract tourist dollars from travelers on Highway 402. When I go on vacation, I plan to stop at towns that have fast charging stations, and I stop and spend my money shopping, dining, and staying in hotels while my car is charging. I'd love to see the businesses in Strathroy-Caradoc benefit from this type of innovation and environmental decision-making. Another top hitter is the Animal Care and Control Bylaw, 60-09, Section 14, specifically backyard hen keeping. With inflation and food scarcity becoming an issue moving forward, this is on the minds of some residents. I've seen it come up in council and been denied, and the concerns I heard regarding chicken keeping, such as noise, smell, and rodents, is not substantiated by the evidence. These factors only affect large-scale agricultural conditions, and when hens free-range in fenced backyards or small numbers penned in enclosures, these are non-issues, as found out by many other townships and large cities, such as the City of Toronto. The last top hitter is the proper management of future growth. Strathroy-Caradoc is on the right track with the official plan review, but following in the steps of growth at all costs to build more homes and collect more property tax has led all municipalities down a rabbit hole of upgrading infrastructure, loss of farmland, increased gridlock, and abandoned downtowns. With my planning background and my experience in low-impact design, I believe we can work towards sustainable growth.
One of the big hitters over the last couple of years especially has been affordable housing, both in Ward 1 and Ward 2. What are your thoughts on the need for affordable housing in the municipality?
Well, I am an owner of two rental units, so I really am a person that is involved in making sure that housing is affordable. I rent two three-bedroom houses, one in Strathroy, and I keep the rent as low as possible. I had people actually fighting over it because it was so low, because I believe that people are entitled to live in affordable housing. Part of my environmental policy background encourages more building up, even though people may not like to see more apartment buildings. By designing them with a lot more green space and more amenities, it fits the bill of providing more affordable housing as well as not expanding on the footprint of the town.
Eight candidates running in Ward 1, Michelle. There will be one new face for sure, as one current councillor is not rerunning. But 21 total candidates for 9 total seats. That to me indicates that the municipality, that the community wants to see change. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, I would agree with that. It was never more obvious than while I was canvassing for support. It was a common theme and it may be valid, but I also don't subscribe to the mantra of change for change's sake. For example, I question the redesign of Caradoc Street. It does nothing to make Strathroy Caradoc more livable. Soil wrapped in concrete heats up the soil, evaporates the water. However, drought-tolerant native plants planted at ground level would require much less care. Residents should always have access to wide sidewalks, bike lanes, and benches to encourage pedestrian traffic. I'd like to see many more sidewalks and pedestrian crossings in Strathroy Caradoc, especially along busy roads. I believe when you redesign something, it should be using innovation, technology, and sustainable policies to administer priorities to make the township more livable and healthier for its residents and future generations.
All right, come October, why should voters in Ward 1 put a check mark beside the name Michelle Gallant?
Well, I believe I have the moral courage to go against the grain, to stand up for the correct decisions, to intervene, administer priorities, and make change. Every decision matters, and I want to bring my skills, passions, and my expertise to the decision-making table. Ontario voters have a powerless feeling and are consistently betrayed by government leaders, leading to voter apathy. This seems to be changing now with the amount of candidates running, but black and white thinking is divisive, and riding the safe center line never pleases anyone. The answer is following the script you put forward from the start. If voters want a green option, I am that candidate.
Talking with the Ward 1 candidate for Strathroy Caradoc, Michelle Gallant. Michelle, do you have any contact information that you are willing to provide for any voters who might want to reach out to you and have a chat?
Absolutely. I'm not going to be putting out any voter signs because I feel name recognition isn't what voters are going to vote for me for. They're going to want to know what my stance is, and that's why I'm willing to put out my personal email and my personal phone number. If you need to contact me to ask specific questions on where I stand, it's michelle.gallant@outlook.com, or you can text me 519-313-1667. Alternatively, I do plan to get a Facebook page up and running that's going to outline a lot of my platforms. Please feel free to go ahead and check that out as well.
Michelle Gallant, running for Ward 1 councillor in Strathroy Caradoc come this October. Michelle, appreciate your time and good luck this fall.
Thanks, Chris.